At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to episode 158 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. We have so much to get through today, guys. We have a packed slate across multiple sports. We have Thursday night football with an extremely interesting Cincinnati Bengals-Cleveland Browns game. We'll talk about where the value lies with both the spread and the total. I'm seeing some sharp action and value both ways. I think one is a clear-cut play. I think the other is a little tough, but I still think there's clearly value on one side versus the other. We'll also get to another stacked Major League Baseball day. So 12 games on the board. I'm excited to break them down all with you. It's actually a pretty good day for podcast plays yesterday. Tampa, Washington, that over. Could not hit that one, unfortunately. But Oakland was able to cash, even though you did see a little bit of a move there late to Colorado. Padres came up short. Cincy on the money line cashed, if you laid that big number, not on the run line, unfortunately. But Miami laying the wood, beat the Sox. How about those New York Mets, baby? Those Mets got down 4-0 on DeGrom, and I said, Jesus, I laid a minus 160 on the Mets. And they came back, stormed back, and won that game. So fantastic. KC also rolled. KC also was an example of that line dipping a little bit to Detroit late, but still that kind of little bit of a contrarian, a little bit of a road favorite. System line move pretty steady to the Royals. They're able to cash, and the Cubbies late got it done late. So shout out to our guy John Lester. So good day in Major League Baseball. Pretty good night overall. So we're gonna get after it tonight. Seeing a lot of value on the board. I got an early Red Sox play for you. 1 o'clock. So we have so much going on today, guys. We also have, of course, a huge Miami Heat Boston Celtics game two. This one's another tough one. I think this series is gonna be tough, man. There's going to all these lines are going to be, you know, -2, -2.5. They're going to be close. I think there's going to be value on these unders. We'll walk through our game two here. And then also NHL, we have a huge NHL game tonight. I'm excited for it. I think there might be some value here on one team in particular, especially monitoring one injury, which could have a big impact here. And then lastly, I have a little bonus for you. How about a little bonus? Some WNBA. I know you guys think I'm a complete loser because I talk WNBA, but I secretly love WNBA. I love sweating it. It's an underserved market. It's easy to spot sharp action because there's no public betting WNBA, so any kind of line movement you see is really almost all sharp-driven. And we're in the playoffs, WNBA. They just started. And I have a really, really good playoff trend that I'm going to talk to you guys about. And I have two matches tonight, two games tonight. So got to stay till the very end of the pod, and we'll break down that WNBA playoff trend overall. But just a huge day, guys. So always remember, you know, big days like this, multiple sports, multiple sweats. Number one, get excited. There's nothing wrong with being excited. It's a big night here. We're going to do our best to make smart bets with our head, not our heart. Monitor sharp line movement, stay on the sharp side, try to bet against the public, and try to beat all these closing lines and just make smart bets. That's what we do. But also at times like this when you have so many things going on, and I'm also you know, looking at this NFL week two, I'm really excited about. And there's some college games too coming up, which I'm looking forward to. Remember, college starting off has been a pretty good under trend. Unders around 58-59% so far. So maybe that has something to do with not many practices and you know, kind of the weird nature of who's in, who's out. So we'll talk about all that on the Lombardi line this weekend, so make sure you tune in. But get excited and embrace it, guys. This is an embrace the sweat type situation that I love being a sports bettor. And I think there's one of two ways you can look at days like this where you have so many different games. One is, man, this is overwhelming. There's too many games. I got too many sweats, too many bets. Can't keep track of it. You know, you can embrace the volume, or you can say, I'm going to be super disciplined. I'm going to pick my spots. And I know there's a lot of different sports and different games, but I'm only going to bet a couple of them that I feel really, really strongly about. So don't be overwhelmed. You know, make sure in the end you're the final arbiter of your bankroll and use it to your advantage. Selective but disciplined. Selective, and I would also say fearless but disciplined when it comes to sports betting. But reminder, guys, before we get to all this today on the pod, it's a packed pod. I'm excited. I was prepping for this one this morning, and I'm just excited. I see a lot of good value on the board. But before we get into it, remember, we have a lot going on at VSiN. This is our really busiest time of year, and obviously we took a big hit there during the pandemic when there were no sports to bet on. When you work in the sports industry and we had like 4 or 5 months of no sports, it was rough. So we're trying to get back some of that lost revenue, and it's really important for us to have a really big fall here, because we really want to be, you know, a successful company, and we're on our way, but we still got some ground to make up. So I want all of you to sign up for a year of VSiN. It's $240. I know it's a lot of money, but if you think about it, it's only 77 cents a day, and you're gonna get so much from it that it's gonna make it really, really worth it. So for $240 a year of VSiN, remember these prices do go up in about a week, I think. You'll get access to every single point spread weekly. Yesterday's Point Spread Weekly just came out. It's got Matty Youmans column, Steve Mackin Power Ratings, Dave Tooley, all of our best bet picks from Tooley, Youmans, Paul Stone, Tim Murray, Wes Reynolds, Danny Burke, everybody. Also got Gamblin' Lou, Mitchie Moss, Brady Cannon, JBT, Bruce Marshall's top trends and everything. I have my capsules in there as well. But you'll always get the Point Spread Weekly, our NFL betting guide, our college betting guide. Be able to replay all the programmings whenever you want. I'll do all the live streams whenever I'm on, like, you know, Lombardi Line or Betting Across America. People are like, how do I tune in? Well, guess what? You can tune in with this membership and get all access. And then you'll also get, which I love, those best bet emails in the afternoon, which will just be sent multiple ones each day, giving you the best bet picks from all the hosts and the guests. And these are no Vegas Dave touts, okay? These are guys who actually really put a lot of time into it, have the respect of the books, and make smart bets. So I love getting those best bet emails. And then, of course, we get all the exclusive stories, data, everything we offer. So if you want to sign up, we'd love for you to sign up. Tell a friend. Support VSiN. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe, and you'll get the 7-day free trial. Make sure you like it, and then you'll be able to get into the year. And I highly recommend it. It's really, really helpful. Reminder as well, get on Twitter. Twitter is where the betting convo never ends. Twitter is the best place to get breaking news, breaking injuries, you know, line moves, follow sports books, also, you know, direct messaging and interacting with other, you know, respected bettors around the globe, around the country. I liken it to kind of creating a betting community where every day, you know, I get messages or people message me, who do you like today? Why do you like this game? I can kind of bounce ideas off people. And I always love it when I overlap with people I respect. So that's another benefit of Twitter. But make sure once you sign up, follow at VSiN Live. I'm still upset that we only have 59,000 followers of VSiN Live. Let's get to up to 100. We have the best feed there. I don't know why. We're underrated. So follow VSiN and tell a friend at VSiN Live. And then also follow me. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. That's INSIGHTS. And remember, you can always email me if you ever have a question. I've been helping a bunch of people out, getting kicked out of Five Dimes, creating new accounts and new books, been referring some people and letting them know some other books to transfer their money to. So if you're one of those people, hit me up and I will help you out. And then just any questions about betting in general, I'm here to help. So feel free to reach out anytime, josh@vsin.com. So pretty good day in baseball yesterday, guys. I want to start off with some Major League Baseball because I want to run through the board today. And then obviously we have this big Thursday night football game, NHL, NBA. We'll wrap it up with WNBA. Let's talk some baseball because I want to keep this going with MLB. So first game on the board. This is a 1 o'clock game. I'm excited because I'm not on Lombardi line today, and I don't have to go on Betting Across America. I have a really busy week, but Thursdays they're a little lighter for me, so I can sweat some day games and get back to my capping for the weekend. But first game on the board, I'm excited to watch this game, and I get to sweat my Red Sox, guys. Anyone want to sweat the Sox with me? Boston's at Miami. Eovaldi, one of the only pitchers of Major League caliber on the Red Sox roster. But this is a pretty sharp play to the Sox. This is Urena against Eovaldi. This game opened, depending where you're looking, pretty much minus 110 or even minus 120 to the Marlins. So Marlins opened as a very short favorite. And this line is now down to a pick 'em. And I'm seeing, you know, minus 105, minus 105 both sides. I'm even seeing a little more minus 107 toward the Red Sox. So line is moving to the Sox, even though you have majority bets on Miami. And the Sox got some steam early on to cause that line move in their favor. So first play, kind of an even money type spot here with a good line move on the Red Sox. So let's go Sox. Minnesota and the Chicago White Sox here. So Minnesota was able to cash last night. If you're able to take that contrarian play, it was a little bit of line movement to the White Sox, but it kind of stayed pretty frozen there and didn't move, even though you had about two-thirds of bets on the White Sox. But big cash there for Minnesota. I kind of like going back to the well today with Minnesota. Public is all over the White Sox saying, give me this plus money. But this line opened Minnesota minus 160-ish. It's all the way up to minus 175. It definitely scares me laying this big of a number. But this is kind of a classic fade the trendy dog. Big majority saying, give me the White Sox getting plus 155, plus 160. Yet the line is moving further to Minnesota. So it's Maeda against Ronaldo Lopez. And Minnesota is only getting about a third of bets, but a big line move in their favor. So that looks to me like a pretty sharp Minnesota play. Reminder, never, ever, ever bet on the LA Angels as a favorite. I've been looking up this, guys, and I bet the Angels a couple times. Thank God I didn't bet them last night just because they had stung me a couple times. And they're actually kind of a public play with a big line move last night. If you took the Angels, I wouldn't be mad at yourself. They did have a line move. But the Angels as a favorite are, oh my freaking God, so terrible. I looked this up. Guess this, guys. Angels as a favorite, they're 10-14. Now, you think 10-14, it's not that bad. But when you're favored to win the game and you're losing more often than you win, what does that tell you? It tells me that the Halos are just ridiculously overvalued, and I am not laying these numbers. It's kind of like that Clippers-Nuggets series where Clippers kept getting favored and sharp money and moving line mover, further in their favor. This is like the Angels when that happens. It just is not predictive overall. So I am not going to lay this number with the Angels, minus 150. If anything, I would consider grabbing Arizona with some plus money. I did see some plus money come in, a little bit of steam. It opened minus 150. Some books, pretty much the same. But I did see a little bit of smart money come in around plus 140 for Arizona. They got a lefty on the mound. And again, I just backing Angels as a favorite, laying minus 150. I'm not going to do that. So looking for this spot here, the Halos. They're 8-8 against lefties. Actually, better against lefties than righties. And you have the lefty for Arizona. But to me, road dog high total, getting plus money with the snakes. I'd consider the snakes there. Looking at San Fran and Seattle, kind of a sharp line move here to Seattle. Sign open around minus 140. San Fran, they're down around minus 125. So you've seen Seattle go from plus 130 to around plus 115. A little bit of smart money there on Seattle causing that line move. So I'd keep an eye on Seattle at 4 o'clock game there. Two-thirds of bets on San Fran, yet the line's dropping to the Mariners. Tampa Bay and Baltimore, remember, guys, this is a first game doubleheader. There are more sweeps than splits, and Game 2 favorites do well also. But looking at this game here, this is a big line here to Tampa. They're around minus 180. I haven't really seen much movement. But I have seen a little bit on the under. So the total is 6.5. And again, this is a 7-inning game. It opened at 6.5 pretty much even. even 6.5 over minus 115. It's now 6.5 under minus 125. So I've seen a lot of smart money come in and hit that under. Remember, 7-inning game, under 6.5, really juiced up under across the board. So if you're looking for a total play, leaning under there in that first game of the doubleheader, Snell against Creamer. Toronto and the New York Yankees. Tell you what, Yankees, I don't know, maybe they got their mojo back. They're getting some of their injured players back as well. Yankees open minus 200, all the way up to minus 230. If you want to bet back the Yankees, I get it. I would look more on the run line there, minus 1.5, minus 125. But that looks kind of pro and Joe, both to the Yankees. And it's tough grabbing Toronto plus money here. It's weird. It's like the Rays go to Yankee Stadium, they play great. Toronto goes to Yankee Stadium, they always get rolled. Just a weird kind of thing there. But Yankees are playing a lot better if you're a Yankee fan, which I am not. I hate the Yankees. I'm a Red Sox fan. But I'll bet on them if they're sharp. I love this game. New York Mets and Philly. I tell you what, guys. I am the bus driver of the New York Mets bandwagon. I don't know what it is about the Mets. They seem to be sharp every day. I'm back on them today, baby. This is Nola against Lugo. Mets obviously had a huge win yesterday. This is the rubber game here, third game. Both teams have split. Philly won the first one. Mets won last night. Lugo, Nola, you say, give me Nola at home on a short number. But two-thirds of bets are on Philly, and yet the Philly line is falling. So this line opened around Philly minus 140, minus 135. The line is now down to around minus 120. So we've seen about a 15 or 20 cent drop away from Philly toward the Mets, even though Philly is getting a majority of bets here. So I'm taking a shot here on the Mets. You can get them around plus 110. Shop for the best line, maybe get a plus 112 here. But they would be a road divisional dog. Not a high total, unfortunately. But the Mets here getting a lot of smart money across the board, causing that big reverse line movement, only getting a third of bets, but going from plus 125 to around plus 110. Keep cruising, Texas-Houston. Shout out to anyone who took Texas last night, 1-0 win. I was on Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard, and Mike's asked me about Texas-Houston. I'm like, I don't really love either side, but no way in hell am I laying that number. If anything, I'd lean Texas there. So if you took Texas and cashed about a plus 200, congratulations. Nice hit. Similar thing here, minus 220 to minus 240 toward Houston. I would look a little bit to the under, though. The under 9. It actually opened some books 9.5, and it's down to 9. I worry that you lost the hook there with the 9.5. But it does look like the under. Actually, I did see another smart move on the under 9. So even though you missed the hook, maybe that's okay. I want to make sure that that stadium is closed, roof closed. That's what you want. Even so, wind would be blowing in if it's open. But I definitely want it closed. That's another smart money under. Hitting that line, causing that hook to leave us. Sharps grabbing under 9.5, down to 9. But I still think that 9 is valuable there. So low-scoring game, Lyles and Valdez. I know there's a couple other games, but I'm not really seeing much on any of the other ones. But I love this board today in MLB. So kind of wrapping up games we talk about. Red Sox, Minnesota. I'm going Snakes in Arizona if you're betting that game. Seattle, Tampa Bay under. Yankees with a move, maybe run line, love the Mets, and Texas, Houston under. So big day in Major League Baseball. That'll finish up the first half of the pod. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. Big Thursday here, guys. I'm excited. But yeah, after finishing up MLB, we're going to take a very short break. On the other side, we will talk Thursday Night Football. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk NHL playoffs. And we will leave you with a very interesting WNBA trend that I bet right before the pod, right when these lines came out. So excited to talk about it all with you on a Thursday on the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with Josh Applebaum.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
All right, guys. Thank you for sticking with us on a thirsty Thursday, a sweaty Thursday. So much going on. So many sweats across the board. Remember, bankroll management is absolutely critical. Bet to risk, not bet to win. Risking one unit per play, flat betting. Again, a lot of people I've argued with. Some people, I went to the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference a couple years ago, representing my my former employer, and I got into a discussion with a sharp old guy who ended up being one of my close advisors in baseball. I can't tell you his name, but we called him Moonlight Graham because in Field of Dreams he kind of reminded us of Moonlight. But this guy was great, and he told me, flat betting, what are you doing? Flat betting is for idiots. You gotta weight your plays, Kelly Criterion, and if you have an edge, you gotta bet down more. And I totally respect that, and I agree with that. Except I didn't go to MIT. I don't know how to work pivot tables. I don't know how to work an Excel sheet other than the easiest things you can do. So as a result, I don't have the math skills to weight my plays and create algorithms and models and formulas. So I make it easy and I flat bet. That being said, if you want to get to a point where you can weight your plays, all the power to you. So sharps do that. But to me, flat betting, grinding, that's my mentality and that's the way I do it. And I think it really benefits you, especially new bettors, when you got a lot going on. Because if you lose, and we all have losing streaks, you're not going to get killed with flat betting. You're gonna stay afloat. But when you're winning, you know, you'll stack a little bit of a positive ROI. So I think that's important. But as always, Thursday night. Let's talk Thursday night football. So we have Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns. Obviously, Battle of Ohio here. Battle of a couple number one overall picks. I would be much more bullish on Joe Burrow than I would Baker Mayfield. But talking about this game here. So this is interesting to me. Both teams coming off a loss. Cincy, I pushed Cincy plus +3. Maybe a blessing in disguise. I thought they should have won that game. But Bullock missed the field goal and, of course, grabs his hammy. And you notice kickers only grab their hammy when they miss a field goal. If they make it, they don't grab it. I wonder why that happens. But technically they didn't cover because it closed at minus -2.5. But importance of getting those key numbers. Cleveland got rolled by the Ravens. So what I'm looking at here is it's kind of a 50-50 game, very slightly to Cincinnati. And I've been hearing a lot of people reach out to me say it's a huge public play on a trendy dog Cincy. You got to fade that trendy dog and take Cleveland, right? Now, I'll preface this by saying this isn't an easy cap here for me, but it's not overwhelmingly lopsided to Cincy. Everything I'm seeing is it's just slightly over 50%. It's not like 75% or 80% or 65% of bets are on Cincy. Slightly to Cincy. Now, I will start by saying Thursday Night Football, especially when we get deeper into the season, it is an advantage to home teams and to home favorites especially because basically, you're at home and you don't have to travel, and you have the advantage of being the team favorite in a short week. But season just started. I don't think this is a huge home field advantage for Cleveland. Also, you know, when you talk about Cleveland, that's a short bus ride from Cincinnati. It's not like, you know, you got the Patriots flying to Cleveland or you know, the Seattle Seahawks flying to Cleveland. This is not a huge road trip per se. However, the way I'm looking at this game, guys, is I think there is value on Cincinnati. Personally, I took the Bengals +6 in this game. What I like about Cincinnati here, so basically this game opened at Cleveland Browns -6.5 favorite. Bunch of books, some books even opened closer to 7. Now, I did see one book that opened -5.5. Some people have been reaching out to me saying Cleveland actually opened -5.5, and now they're up to 6. That, to me, was kind of an outlier. I look at the entire market, global, offshore, and Vegas, and I kind of go where the majority of the openers are at, you know, consensus overall. And consensus, to me, was around 6.5 Cleveland. It's down to 6. I did see some smart money grab Cincinnati early, +6.5. Yeah, +6.5. I think it's your top move there overall. What I like about Cincy is divisional dog on the road, low total. And again, I don't like that they're quote-unquote public, but they're not overwhelmingly public. And they did have a line move in their favor, 6.5 down to 6. So remember, divisional dog, especially on the road, there's really no home field advantage with the pandemic and everything and no fans in the stands. But road divisional dog, line move, getting a key number of 6. To me, that's valuable. The other thing I do like about Cincy is I'm seeing a lot of injuries on the Browns. I saw a tweet from Field Yates. He says, the Browns starting offensive linemen, three Browns starting offensive linemen are questionable to play versus Bengals. Jedrick Wills, Jack Conklin, and J.C. Treader, all questionable. Same goes for Jarvis Landry and Olivier Vernon. And then also Greedy Williams, Kevin Johnson, and Mack Wilson have all been ruled out. So that's a cluster injury on the offensive line to Cleveland. They also have a bunch of their secondary guys out. If Jarvis Landry is out, you know, that is another big hit. He's a guy that, kind of like a Julian Edelman, you know, a possession guy, helps move the chains. So I see a lot of injuries on the Cleveland Browns. So maybe that's why I'm a little more bullish here on Cincinnati. But yeah, grabbing the 6 here, to me, that's the value play. That's what I got down on. And then also I'm seeing some value on the total. I think there's a pretty sharp underplay here if you want to sweat an under. So this game opened at 44.5. It is now down to 43.5. So I grabbed 43.5 to the under. This would also be a divisional under that drops, and divisional opponents typically, you know each other very well. Familiarity leads to these tighter, lower scoring games in general. But divisional unders that drop, I have a system there about 55% historically. I've seen some books now go to 43, so I try to get the hook on the 43.5. And then also the weather is beneficial to the under. It's going to be really windy there at the dog pound, about 10, 12, 14 miles an hour. It looks like it's getting stronger as the game goes on. So divisional game, totals falling, windy. I got the under here, under 43.5, and I got Cincy +6. And I'll preface that by saying if you like either of those, if you like both of those, don't parlay them. Bet them individually. Yes, I would love that they both hit. But one, you're 1-1, and you kind of break even and only lose the juice. You go 1-1 in a parlay and you lose. So just a little recommendation, as always. Avoid parlays. We hate parlays. Moving on, though, guys. Let's now talk some NBA. So we got a big NBA game tonight. Miami Heat, Boston Celtics. We've seen a big series price change here based on how it opened and you know, kind of what we saw in game one. So obviously, Heat came up big in overtime. The overcash in that game. And the Heat battled back. And this opened with the Celtics as a -139 favorite to win the series. It's now flipped to Heat, -150. If you like the Celtics, you're now +125 on Celtics to come back and win. And they were favored to win the series at the start. So that's kind of intriguing to me here. Obviously, first game, very similar to this game. Almost the same exact thing. First game, you know, I think it was -1.5 up to 2 to Boston. Heat won and covered outright. Covered and won outright. Same sort of thing. Kind of down the middle here with Celtics Heat bets. Slight majority, a little more than 50% on Boston, a little more money though. The Celtics opened -1.5 or -2 across the board, and now they're up to -2.5. So you've seen some smart money on Boston show up here. Now, this is tough for me because I think the Heat with the points are still going to have a lot of value here. If you like Boston, I lean a little bit more to a money line play. It's a little high for me. Now it's -140. but I think you're going to get a lot of close games in this series. Now that it's at 2.5, I kind of lean with the Heat. So I know I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, and I hate that. Gun to the head, and again, I hate that phrase, but I kind of lean Heat plus 2.5. This is the sort of game where I'm going to wait it out on. I think if you hit Boston right at the beginning, -1.5, -2, I don't mind that at all. Now that it's 2.5, you're getting a little bit of an inflated line. You're a little contrarian with the Miami Heat. I tell you what, I'm in Boston, and all my buddies and everybody, my dad, were excited for this game. Go Celtics. But the Heat are a tough team, and the Heat getting points. This kind of reminds me of that Bucks series where they kept getting points, and how can you not grab them? So I'm leaning a little bit with the Heat plus 2.5 at this point. The under does look good to me. I'm still on this under train. I know it went over in the first game, but it opened 209.5. And it's either stayed 209.5 or it's down to 209, depending on the book you're looking at. And you have 2/3 of bets on the over. So if you're worried about that spread, either side of grabbing the points or laying them, I think you got a little bit of value here on the under. And again, kind of an overreaction to that game going over the first game. So I'm leaning there, Heat plus 2.5, and I do dig the under in that game. Keep on cruising, Tampa Bay and the New York Isles. The Isles are pesky, man. The Isles staved off elimination, and they are back in the series. They've won 2 of the last 3 games. It's just 3-2. This is game 6 now for all the marbles. Not yet. It's not game 7, but Tampa with a win can close it out and then get ready to face the Stars in the Stanley Cup Final. Islanders need to win to force a game 7. I'm seeing a little value here on the Isles, believe it or not. This game opened around minus 150 to Tampa. It's up to around minus 160. But I have seen a couple of smart money moves show up on the Isles across the market, getting around plus 140, plus 145 around there. The big thing to me is Braden Point. If Braden Point is out for Tampa Bay, one of their best players, arguably, aside from Kucherov, but I still think Point, their best two-way player. If he's out, that would solidify an Islander play for me. To me, I'm not going to lay this big number with Tampa. I think it's Isles or nothing. And with hockey, guys, look at these late moves. This is an 8 o'clock game. Stay glued to your live odds page from 7:30 to 8 and see if you see this line start to drop a little bit, because that's what we saw in the last game. Also get an update on whether or not Braden Point will be in. And then I also like the under. It opened at 5. It's juiced up to the over. This is kind of a rare thing where you can get some plus money on the under. And we did see, I think you're just in for a low-scoring game here. We're getting late in the series. It's kind of like that NBA Game 7 playoff trend to the under. I just see another low-scoring game, and especially with Point out. I think it's going to be very tight. I don't think either team's going to take many chances. And you're getting under 5 at plus 110, plus 120 even. So I think there's some value there depending on, and again, shop for the best line because you might get more plus money across the board. You always kind of say, hey, a 3-2 game, I'll push that. But to me, I think it's more likely you'll see a lower scoring game than you would a higher scoring game in this one. So I'm leaning Isles and I'm leaning under in that one. But again, make sure you see where Point is. Hopefully he's out for both the under and for the Isles. Now let's flip it over to WNBA. I tell you what, guys, WNBA, don't laugh. A lot of value in women's NBA. So I wrote about this in the newsletter. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. It's free. VSiN.com/newsletter. It will have recaps of the previous night, any kind of betting nuggets or trends that I'm looking at, and I'll have game breakdowns for that upcoming day. So I wrote about the Mets in the game breakdown. I wrote about the Bengals in the game breakdown, as well as the Celtics. But looking at this game, or looking at WNBA, the playoffs, remember, it's an underserved market. It's a niche sport, so it doesn't attract any public attention whatsoever. An average Joe doesn't even care about WNBA, even laughs at it and ridicules it. I think that's a mistake, because if you cash on a WNBA play, you make the same exact money you would cash on a Monday Night Football game. All the money's still green and the money still counts, so it doesn't matter. The one trend I found, though, in the WNBA, the playoffs just started, overs. If you like to sweat overs, and I personally love sweating overs, but I'm obviously much more of an under-better because public loves overs. And as a result, these lines get inflated, and you're kind of falling right into the sportsbook's hands. So, 75% of my totals are on unders because you're extracting more value just in general and, can take advantage of public bias. With that being said, I kind of secretly love WNBA overs because there's no public betting them, and you're getting pretty true numbers, and the public is not even, you know, factoring in. So if you see it rise a little bit, it's pretty much smart money. So take a look at this, guys. This is according to BetLab Sports. Since 2005, WNBA playoff overs are 54.3%. Now you say 54.3%, that's not that good. That's barely above 50. If I'm in high school and I get a 54 on my math test, I'm failing that math test. But remember, 52.38% is breaking even based on standard minus 110 juice. So 54.3% to the over is pretty damn good. In the regular season, WNBA overs are just 49.9%. So the overs rise and get about 4.4% better in the postseason. The key here is looking at overs that rise at least 1 point. So let's say a total opens 160, rises to 161. In the playoffs, those overs that rise at least 1 point are 65%. Again, no public. These are sharp-driven moves. So overs in the WNBA, you know, 54.3% in general, 65% if they rise. And guess what? We got two games tonight. And I think looking at them now, I would bet them sooner rather than later because I think they're going to rise even more. But the Mercury and the Lynx, this is a 7 o'clock game. I bet this when I woke up at over 165. It is now 165.5. Again, these lines move pretty quick. I'm even seeing some books go to 166 maybe. But Phoenix Mercury, Minnesota Lynx, that'll be an over in the playoffs and an over that rises. Try to get one over 165.5 if you can. And Connecticut Sun and the Sparks. This one's going to rise too. It opened at 160.5, and it looks like it's going to 161. So I'll be sweating two WNBA overs tonight. And, of course, I'll be having my baseball plays. I'll be having my, NBA. I don't know what I'm going to do, guys. It's going to be crazy tonight. I got the Isles game. I got the Celts. I got Thursday Night Football. I got MLB. And, of course, I'm secretly super excited to sweat these WNBA overs. So I'm going to drive my girlfriend crazy. It's funny. I don't know if you guys ever deal with this. But, you know, she likes sports and she supports me. But sometimes she gets overwhelmed and annoyed by sports all the time. So lately what we've been doing is, we got our living room in our apartment and I got a nice big screen TV. About a year ago, I got a 52 incher, Sony, and I love it. And, that's our big boy basically. But, whenever I can, if she's not around or she lets me, I put all my games there. But we've been doing is, letting the GF put whatever she wants on the big TV. And then I have my iPad on a game. And I have my laptop on a game, and then I have another iPad on a game, her little tiny little mini, and then I have my cell phone tracking another game. So it's like, it's kind of funny sometimes. Pitch Perfect, we watched that last night while I was sweating baseball games. It was kind of a terrible movie, but I tell you what, you got to keep the significant other happy because you can't give her sports all the time. You can't let her think that you care more about sports than you care about her. That's a little just a life tip in general. But there you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. We're grinding. I'm excited. Big Thursday here. Can't wait to watch and sweat all these games with you. Remember, if you enjoy the way we break down games, the way we talk about games, the way we talk through line movement and identifying contrarian value and sharp action and all that stuff, I have a book that I think you'd be interested in. It's called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And if you want to buy it, you'll get way more tips that I've learned throughout the industry. How to shop for the best line, how to go contrarian, how to identify sharp action, how to manage your bankroll, how to place a bet in person, tips and strategies for all the major sports, a chapter on each one, how to build a gambling community, all that stuff. It would make my day if you wanted to buy it. So, just a little tip. And, the holidays are not too far off. Someone said Christmas is 100 days away, which I cannot believe. I went to Costco the other day and they already have Christmas trees for sale. Just insane. But there you have it, guys. We keep grinding. GWB, grinders with blinders. That's what we do. But thank you all. Good luck today. Have a great Thursday. Beat the closing line. Bet against the public. Stay contrarian. Stay sharp. Bet with your head, not your heart. Have multiple outs. And good luck. It always helps to have a little bit of luck as well. So when I see you at the window and you show me your ticket and it's sharp and contrarian and you beat the closing line, guess what? First beer is on me. And the next one you can pick up for us. But have a great day, guys. Good luck. Have a great Thursday. And I will see you tomorrow for Fade the Public Friday. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.